Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source. Provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. The Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community. Intelligent Business Ideas to Go is sponsored by CCH, a Wolters Kluwer business.
This is Intelligent Business Ideas to Go, Episode 7, CCH Users Conference. Hi, Greg LaFalle at Intersection Live. Today, we're recording Intelligent Business Ideas to Go, Episode number 7. We're going to talk today about the CCH Users Conference, their fourth annual conference coming up soon out in the desert in California. I'm looking forward to it very, very much. This is a dynamite conference. I've got a couple of great guests, longtime friends that I'd like to introduce to you. First, Sandy Gamble, a partner in a firm in the Pacific Northwest up in Richland, Washington. Good afternoon, Sandy.
Hi, how are you, Greg?
I'm wonderful. Thanks so very much for taking time to visit with me today. As we were noting right before we started recording, we're doing this on the 13th of October, and being a 30-plus year tax partner, I more than just a little bit appreciate how serious your time is just a couple of days before deadline. But you probably have all your clients trained, so you got everything out the door, right?
You know, I really wish that were the case, but, you know, this is going to be a nice break for a half hour, hour here, and then
exactly.
I'll have to get back to it.
Right. Well, you've got good tools to help you, so that's a good thing, too.
That's true.
I also have another guest. Wendy Grice is a product manager, and today she's actually a product manager in the training and consulting organization of Wolters Kluwer CCH. And Wendy, you office down in Pensacola with the old CPAS group. Is that correct?
I am. Yes.
Okay. Well, beautiful weather down there. So the two of you are about as far apart as you could possibly be and still be in the continental U.S.
Very true.
That is true.
Right, and I'm smack dab in the middle, right between you. So the beauty of conference calls and the internet and all of those things is that it doesn't matter a bit. But we did manage to find a time. We all got to the right spot, and I appreciate your time too, Wendy. So Wendy, tell me a little bit about you're very, very involved in the Conference Advisory Council. So this is the fourth annual CCH Users Conference coming up. Tell me what this council is. It's partly internal, but it's a bunch of customers, CCH users, who are involved in this pretty much year-round. Is that correct?
That's correct. It is our fourth year for the CCH User Conference, and it is our third year for the Customer Advisory Committee to help us build the sessions for our conferences. Sandy's actually a member on the acronym for the Advisory Council is CAC, so she is one of our 10 members on that committee. And the purpose of that committee is to provide CCH with feedback for our planning and structuring of the conference agenda, and the point being that customer input will help us increase the overall value and benefits of the conference offerings for all of our attendees who come to the CCH User Conference. Sandy,
sure.
Do I have that pretty much on
yeah.
point as far as what you do?
Yeah, and you know, it's been very interesting for me to be part of that committee. And when you're at the conference, people in a casual environment, lunch or breakfast, will really talk a little more openly about how to improve the conference. It's been a very good move, I think.
Cindy, with all due respect, I think there's a lot more casual conversations going on in the bar than there are at breakfast. I've been to these conferences, and I know that's true.
Well, and the golf course is good, too. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the word is out on you, Sandy Gamble. I've heard that you're quite the golfer. People should be scared of you.
Well, actually, I do love the sport, and, you know, since tax filing season is in the winter, it doesn't really affect my golfing. So it's a good sport to have.
Well, good for you. So you've got this group of 10 customers, and I know you've got strong support from within CCH, and interestingly enough, very, very strong executive support. I talked to Mike and to Kevin and the other execs, and they're very, very excited about this conference. So, I mean, you guys basically plan the curricula from the bottom up. Is that how do you go about doing that?
What we have the members do is come to a meeting at the end of the conference with their own personal feedback, as well as the feedback, as Sandy was mentioning, that they've gotten from other conference attendees on what worked, what didn't work, courses that they'd like to see that we didn't offer, courses that were very beneficial that they want to see us repeat, just ideas on ways to make the conference better. So that's really where the planning starts for the next year's conference. And then I share all of that information with the user conference leadership committee that in a follow-up meeting that we have the following day right after the conference is over. Then there's a series of correspondences between myself and the 10 members throughout the year where I share with them the prep work that the subcommittee on the leadership team has put together as far as what the session offerings are going to be for the next year's conference. They give feedback, and it's really just kind of a back and forth, and then we roll out the next conference.
Okay. Right. So,
yep, exactly.
4 years ago, or now, four and a half years ago, CCH announced they were going to launch this conference out in the desert in Phoenix that first year. And Sandy, my guess is you signed up for that simply on the faith of a long-term relationship with CCH, and you got there and. What did you find? What did you think? What were your impressions?
Well, you know, as you know, my background a little bit, Greg, is I was a partner in a large regional firm for 29 years. And so I had actually been to some users' conferences. I actually was really impressed with the first conference. And one of the things that, in thinking about the committee and ideas for future conferences, one of the things that occurred was they had some roundtables for best practices, and those turned out very successful, and they have a lot of those now. But I felt like they had covered all the products. I was new within a couple years of using all of the products. I wanted to learn more about products I didn't have, and I wanted to get information from users, not necessarily from a demo. So it really was the first conference. I was amazed at how well that went.
And what do you get, I mean, other than that product-specific information, which, you know, frankly, you could get by having one of the consultant team come into your office. You could get that product-specific stuff, but it would be from an employee and not another user. What do you get there that you wouldn't get at a Washington Society technology meeting or something?
Well, I think when you go to a conference, the type of conference that CCH put on, for me, I can have a consultant come in and give me a demo, or I can call someone I know. But at the conference, there's just so many people with various size firms using the products, and so getting a demo from someone from CCH is not nearly the same as being in a best practices group or a round table where you hear how are they using the product really, you know, what's happening really. And that's just huge. I made decisions to go forward on products, and not necessarily because, you know, everything was established on the perfect process for that product, but I got a lot different feedback from users than you would from a demo. And then also for me, I also want to keep up on tax, and they have a great cross-section of, they have some tax updates, and they have some ANA updates, and there's tips, tricks, and traps, and what's happening with the software and the roundtables. So the cross-section was really good for their approach.
So part of it is CCH product specific. Part of it is best practices, which is a little bit more general maybe, and some of those best practices might drill down into, you know, how to use a specific product, but part of them are very general in technology. You know, I've been a part of some I've been at all of these conferences, and I personally think they're extremely well done, and I have said publicly before, I think it's the best user conference, specific vendor user conference in the country.
Thank you. I agree on that. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess what I've been impressed with is that mix of, you know, some product, some professional, some best practices, some HR firm growth. You know, just lots of things. Not too much of anything, but enough of almost everything, I think.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And as it relates to, you know, products, a lot for me is efficiency. I mean, there's a lot more pressure on trying to stay profitable and being effective with what you're doing. And all of that, it's not, if you have a great piece of software, that still doesn't mean you have a great process to use it. And I think that's where the users conference has been extremely valuable. Also,
right.
When you get a product, you usually do training, and that's all well and good. But then when you get to the users conference, then you start getting more of the tips, tricks, and traps that you kind of forgot from the training or that are new or people have figured out. That's where a lot of the, you know, I actually want a return on investment for attending a conference,
right.
And I always walk away feeling that way from the CCH Users Conference.
That's a really good point that Sandy brings up. We actually this year are having 70% of our attendees being return attendees. So they've attended one or more of the previous three conferences. So clearly we must be doing something right in accomplishing the needs, desires, and goals of our customers who are coming.
Okay. So let me share an observation with both of you. You know, I come and I'm at the conference with a little bit different hat on as a journalist and I guess as a participant. I've spoke at all three of these conferences, and so I just kind of sit back and have those multiple hats on. One of the things that I see is a Sandy Gamble walks into to this conference, and there's going to be somewhere near 1,000 people there, I assume, this year. And Sandy, you're going to walk in and you're going to see dozens, probably hundreds of people that you know, and it's a little bit like old home week. I see these strong relationships that have built even over a relatively short time. That's a pretty powerful thing when you're going back and seeing people, you know, over and over and over and saying, you know, I learned this from you last year, thank you, that sort of thing. I see that a lot. Do you see that a lot too?
Yeah, absolutely, because the thing that happens is there's an awful lot of people there from CCH, and so those relationships are important, especially when you need information during the year. But then there are just a whole cross-section of firms, from smaller firms to the larger firms, and you start recognizing people and people you've talked to at lunch or had discussions with, and it definitely feels every year it's more like old home week, where you recognize a lot of faces and can catch up with what they've done for the year and how it's going.
Sounds like we're accomplishing our goal of building a community, which is definitely good to know.
Right. Yes. So, Wendy, I think the challenge here then is when one of those 30% of the people who've not been at a previous conference, when they walk in, and as we described it about Old Home Week, it is very powerful to see all these old relationships, being reforged. To the person who's coming in and watching that from the outside, that's got to feel a little daunting. What kinds of things do you do to help that first-time attendee become a part of the cool kids on the inside?
That's an interesting question. I'm going to give you two examples. One will be session-related, and the other one will just be socializing-related. The session-related, a good example, is with the roundtables. Our most popular offering is roundtables, and I think, as Sandy mentioned, it's because customers actually get to talk about topics that they are interested in and share ideas, things that are working in their firm, things that are not working in their firm, all that sort of thing. And what we do from a CCH employee perspective who is hosting that roundtable is we make sure that everyone at the table gets pulled into the conversation. In fact, the ones that I host, I actually start with introductions. So people are saying their name, where they're from, and that's an instantaneous connection when you realize that you're sitting next to somebody who may just be down the street from you and you didn't even realize it. So that's one way that we try to bring new customers, or rather customers that are new to the conference, into the building a community mentality and coming back to look up those contacts that they've made from year to year. With regard to a socializing type event, I can tell you that as a CCH employee attending the conference, one of our tasks is to make the rounds, say hello to as many people as we can. In fact, there are sometimes like internal contests, let's say, between some of us where we say, okay, how many new customers did you talk to today? How many of them came from a previous conference versus how many were here for the first time? And so we're doing a lot of socializing within ourselves, making sure that new customers are comfortable with what they're learning, are meeting new people. And so those are the kind of ways that we make sure that everybody's comfortable and wants to come back.
Sure. Well,
and, you know, on that light, like on the roundtables, to kind of take that a step further, when you're in a roundtable, in fact, a lot of the classes, because the class sizes are fairly reasonable, but especially the roundtables, you end up walking away with a handful of business cards. You actually get into discussions that create a rapport, and you will end up, that's one of the nicer ways to develop that business connection. And then on the social functions, I think that because there's a lot going on at the various social functions, you don't just walk into a big room and stand there by yourself, because there's just so many things you can do. And I think that's a good approach to getting people a little more comfortable.
Right. So, Sandy, if assume that I'm a practitioner from down the road, somewhere 100 miles or so from you, and we met at a state society thing, and I heard about this, and so I called you and said, Sandy, I'm thinking about going down to this conference, but, you know, the economy is the economy is what the economy is, and it's kind of expensive, and it's a long flight, and I don't know if it's really going to pay off. Why should I go to this? What do you say to me?
Well, I think the main reason to go is that you're looking for ways to improve your practice and to be more efficient, and so your ultimate goal is to increase your profits because you attended. And one of the over the years, I've decided that on a lot of times when you go to a conference, I want to walk out of every class with one or two good ideas. I don't have to have tons of things, but I would just tell this person that's kind of what happens. If you go to a class and you end up with two or three ideas, by the time I get home from the CCH conference, I have more things than I can implement, usually. I mean, I have great great ideas, and then when I get home, I actually have gotten so many ideas that I can't just do them all. And that's a good sign, I think, for a conference that is accomplishing that.
So do you find, Sandy, that the peers that you meet at the users conference tend to be higher producers, more productive, more advanced firms? I don't mean necessarily technologically advanced, but they tend to be representatives from firms that are kind of on the top of the heap. Do you see that?
Well, I do see that because users conferences compared to, you know, getting your tax class and your A&A class, I mean, a users conference in itself relates to probably a more progressive firm trying to do it faster, do it better, do it smarter. And I think that is the case. And I think technology in general is progressive. People that are very much into technology tend to think change or think improvement in process. So I think that's absolutely the case. And there's a great cross-section of size of firms. I don't think it's only small firms and it's not only huge firms. It really will fit anybody that goes, they will find some sort of connection with firms their size.
Right. So let's talk a little bit more specifically about the upcoming firm users conference. So Wendy, tell me. Well, first of all, let's do the what, where, why, and when. What are the dates and the locations, and where might someone find more information about the 2008 version of the conference?
Okay. This is the fourth annual CCH User Conference, and it will be in Desert Springs at the AJW Marriott Resort and Spa in Palm Desert, California. And the dates are just around the corner. It's October 26th through 29th. And if anyone wants more information, the best place, quickest place to go is our website. Right. And that web address is, we've actually got a user conference, a whole section on the website about the user conference. And the address is cchuserconference.com. That should be pretty easy to remember.
Okay.
Or they can call 1-800-739-9998. And then when you get the phone menu, it is option 1 and then followed by option 2.
And those numbers and that website will be in the show notes for those of you who are listening, and it's an easy way to get there. Now, and I will say, just as an aside, I have been at the Marriott, the JW Marriott Resort that we're going to, and I'm very much looking forward to spending a couple of days there. It's a dirty job to have to go out there, but I'm willing to tough it out.
Yeah, I feel that way myself, Greg. You know, the whole golf thing, I go a couple days early, and somebody has to play golf there, it might as well be me.
Exactly. It is a beautiful, beautiful place, and lots of good things. So kind of does the conference have a theme or a specific focus, Wendy?
Yes, we always have a theme every year for the CCH User Conference, and this year it is Built for the Next Generation, Solutions for Intelligent Businesses, People, and Technology.
Okay. So Built for the Next Generation. I know one of the things that that Kevin Robert and Mike Sabatis are particularly passionate about is all of the demographic changes going on in the profession, all of those changes, the succession planning, the Gen X things, all of that. We'll be hearing presentations, I assume, around things like those, in addition to all of the other kinds of classes, right?
Yes, you'll be hearing information on all of the all of the industry trends, learning how to innovate with new technologies, and just gaining new knowledge and insights and ideas that customers can take back to their firms.
And,
so,
Sandy,
I know that you've kind of told me that your favorite, other than the golf course, your favorite is the round tables. After the round tables, is what I know the networking, you talked about the networking a lot. What other kinds of, you have the classes, what other kinds of things over on the social side, what other kinds of things have you done at these conferences?
Well, I was actually also thinking kind of on the same track, but one of the things that I'm looking for when I go to the conference is what's happening with CCH and their vision and where they're headed. You're thinking about the next generation. And so the general sessions are always, you know, usually pretty uplifting and motivational, and I like that. But as for the social functions, you know, they do such a great job of putting together events where there's things to do and people are comfortable. So I really enjoy the social side of it. But to be real honest, I am absolutely going to learn things, find out where my softwares are headed, find out what's new, tips, tricks, and traps. The roundtables are great, but I actually like a lot of the other courses also. And I said this earlier, I like the fact that they have a great variety of approach from management to, you know, technical. But those evenings are really fun also when you got nice events to go to.
So if I'm trying to remember, Wendy, as we look back at that first the first conference in out in Phoenix, there was probably, I'm going to say, 300, maybe 350 attendees. Is that about the right number?
I'm at a little bit of a disadvantage in that I was not part of CCH with the first conference, but that number does sound about
right. I think it was in that area, 300 to 400.
Right. And then we went from there the second year down in Boca Raton,
right.
Another beautiful spot, 550, 600, I think. They almost doubled. It was almost a little too large for that facility, if I recall. Sandy, you share that?
Well, I think so. Actually, it just, there were so many more people. I was kind of surprised that it jumped that much in 1 year, but the first year they did an astounding job on the first conference. So.
They certainly did. And then last year down at the Gaylord Texan in Dallas, a beautiful facility, and they blew the doors off that place too. There were their attendee count was way up, and I don't know Wendy, are you talking about how many people you're going to have at this? Are you about full, or there's still some room, or where's it at?
I hear that there's still some room. We are very full. I was on a call with Mike Sabatis this morning, in fact, and the number that he told us is that we're expecting around 1,200 attendees,
wow.
And that would be customers and CCH employees. Yeah.
Well,
I have heard
through the grapevine that many of the CCH employees will be staying off site because you ran out of rooms in the room block for staff. So in order to free up rooms for attendees, you're busing it down the highway a ways.
We actually do have three hotels blocked,
right.
And there will be employees at all of the hotels because it's very important to us as a company that we stay connected and socialize with everyone no matter where they are. And we also, some of our customers will be staying at these offsite hotels as well if they chose to do so. And my understanding is that we do have some customers in the offsite hotels too.
Right.
I'm glad I signed up early for my hotel. Good.
Yeah, there's a good group of folk going. So Sandy, you talked a little bit about ROI, and there's a whole bunch of I think there's two kinds of accountants out there. There's those far-sighted ones, or ones with great foresight, I guess I should say, like the Sandy Gambles of the world, that can look at this and say this is truly important. The ROI, I mean, there's others that want to calculate this right down to exactly how many nickels did I save on one particular thing. How do you measure? How do you explain that ROI to your partners?
Well, I think, you know, and that's really hard because when you change efficiency, one of the things, the problems with technology is if you change how you do something, the first year is not necessarily, you know, a free lunch. It's not that easy to make changes, and then it's not until the second year you start really feeling the benefit. I think when we, for instance, changed to paperless because of the first users conference, I went with document scan and we went paperless. Well, we did all these projections and actually our projections were pretty accurate, but it didn't happen until year two. So there's an investment in change, and people need to think that through. But for sure, not changing, usually, for sure you're not going to make any more money by not changing. And so looking at what's out there, it's just not an exact science. But for sure, progressive and change is better than just staying the same.
Right. Yep. No no doubt about that. They've had some pretty dynamite keynoters over the years. Sandy, are you a big fan of those high end keynote people or not?
Well, actually, I enjoyed a lot of that because usually they are very, very talented speakers. But I actually like a combination of motivation and things that I could take back to the office. There was a great one, I don't know, a couple years ago, I guess, on Generation X and mm-hmm. how different they are and how to manage them. And I like a motivational speech that also will give me something to take out of the room. And I think they've done a pretty good job on that.
Uh-huh. So when
some of the speakers are just entertaining, and that's great too, but I need
ideas. Exactly. Right, exactly. Who do you have lined up this year, Wendy, as keynotes?
This year we have Jason Jennings, who is an expert on business leadership and the author of a book called Think Big, Act Small. We have Peter Sheehan, who is an expert on generational change. So that's interesting that you said that, Sandy. And whose client base includes Google and Ernst & Young, among others. And then, of course, we have Kevin Robert, who's the CEO of Wolters Kluwer Tax and Accounting, and Mike Sabatis, who's the president of CCH.
Right. So I honestly think that an awful lot of the user community come to hear Kevin and Mike. I mean, we'll make sure to not tell them that, but they're the people that you're betting, quite frankly, Sandy, you're betting your practice on these guys, and you want to know where they're going, what they're thinking, what they're doing. You know, you want to look at them and see them and know who they are. I assume that's important to you, right?
Oh, I think that's huge, and I kind of mentioned a little bit earlier, but I have the whole suite of products, and so when you have all your products with one company, and I do that because I want integration and efficiency, but that company needs to be headed, you know, the right direction, and I need to feel like they're really looking at the industry and how they can help, and you can get that from the keynote speeches and from just Kevin Robert and Mike Sabatis. Well, you know, they're around all the time and they're talking to people and at the functions, and so you can also, you know, probably just directly talk to them if you'd like to, and that's very nice. They're very open.
Right, I see lots of that. This is a good time for Wendy, for you as a staff person, but I also know that it's absolutely exhaustingly hard work, and your team that goes out there. It's not a vacation in the desert. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say. Yes.
Although, if you have to work that hard, it's a really nice place to have to do it, right?
Yes, it is. I'm lucky enough to be a member of our leadership committee that puts the conference on, as well as being the CCH representative that manages the customer advisory committee. So I feel very lucky to have be on both of those committees.
Well, Wendy, I will tell you that this year I will speak at 39 different events, conferences, trade shows, state society meetings and things, and the CCH Users Conference is head and shoulders above any of them in terms of speaker organization and speaker care. And I don't mean necessarily taking care of the speakers, but making sure that the speakers do exactly what they're supposed to do when, that all the materials are in on time. They're extremely well organized, and a couple of the people in charge of that, I think, are part bulldog too.
Thank you for that. They work hard to make everything come into place and seem very seamless.
Well, they are they're a marvelous group, and they've done it very well. So, Sandy, it looks like you're going to see about 1,200 of your closest friends here in about a week. You're going to go out and play golf a little bit for a few days before that. Is that right?
That's correct. I usually go about 2 days early so I can, you know, play some golf. It's cold up here in the Northwest, and so there won't be any more golf here. So.
Right. Well, there is actually a golf tournament that's part of the thing. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
Some sort of organized golf outing. Not being a golfer, I wouldn't. That wouldn't be something I'd be involved in. But I do know that they do that, and you're probably a big part of that, right?
Oh yes, I definitely have participated in that, and just kind of like everything you've said about the conference, Greg and Wendy, it's really organized. It comes off on time. It's just very well done. Very well done.
Yeah, well, when you're out there playing golf in the desert, I'll be over in Phoenix speaking at the Northwest Tax Institute, and then I'll head out to the desert. So I will see you there. Wendy Grace, thank you so very, very much for your time today and all of your hard work on the fourth annual CCH Users Conference.
You're welcome. Sandy, thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. It was fun. Sandy Gamble, thank you. Particularly thank you for taking all that time out. I was gonna say something about all those tax files piled up on your desk, but they're really not piled up on your desk. They're kind of piled up in your computer. Is that right?
Actually, that's the case now. That's kind of interesting. My desk looks a lot better than it used to because everything is
exactly. But so does that somehow change the sense of urgency or the sense of guilt when you walk out of the office if you have to step over a pile of tax returns? I'm trying to remember how that felt, and it is a different feeling, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I still have, you know, there's still files, but I tend to make a lot of lists, and so those lists are still staring at me every morning. So
exactly,
it doesn't seem to change the pressure. It just seems less chaotic.
Right. Well, I thank both of you for your time. We're looking forward to the fourth annual CCH Users Conference. It kicks off on Sunday, the 26th of October, out in Palm Desert, and looking very much forward to seeing both of you. This is Greg LaFollette. I've been visiting with Wendy Grace, product manager of CCH, and Sandy Gamble, one of the members of the CAC, the Customer Advisory Council. Sandy, Wendy, thank you both so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot, Greg. It's been great.
This has been Intelligent Business Ideas to Go, Episode 7, CCH Users Conference.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit www.cpatechadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune into future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.